Welcome to Ayurvedic Healing and Beyond podcast. I am Dr. Vignesh Devraj, an Ayurvedic doctor and a holistic health coach. Each week, we share wisdom or interview an inspiring personality to guide you become your healthiest self. Remember, your health is your greatest asset. If you are interested in doing an one-on-one online Ayurvedic consultation to enhance the quality of your health, please check the show notes of this podcast or visit vigneshdevraj.com. In the consultation, we will discuss the steps to integrate Ayurveda in becoming your healthiest version, be it with food, Ayurvedic herbal preparations, lifestyle changes, and also personalized meditations. What makes Ayurveda unique in its healing approach is its practical wisdom on the concept of Vata. Vata is responsible for prana, the life energy. Vata is responsible for the nervous system, which is the master control panel of our body and our emotions. Hence, in Ayurveda, it is mentioned, when you balance the Vata, you balance your life, and the art of healing is actually the art of balancing Vata. With over 15 years of my Ayurvedic medical practice, I have encapsulated my experiential wisdom on what it takes to balance the Vata for a modern lifestyle and designed a course called Balancing the Mighty Vata. This course is filled with practical inputs that can be easily integrated into your lifestyle. Please check the show notes of this podcast to get access for this content or do visit drvignesh.teachable.com. A very warm welcome to all of you to Ayurvedic Healing and Beyond podcast, and this is your host, Dr. Vignesh Devraj. And this is my 150th episode ever since I started my podcasting journey from the beginning of 2020, also known as when the COVID breakout and the lockdowns happened. And I've not been able to be very consistent with my podcast ever since the borders got opened and I got so busy at Sitaram, with more and more guests around the world coming there. However, I'm trying to keep up and give important content. And I'm doing my best to make sure it gets regularly released. And in today's episode, we have a very special guest, Iceman Wim Hof himself. And if you have not heard my previous episode, the episode number 149, I highly recommend you all listen to that so that you'll get an idea of what does Ayurveda has an opinion on ice or cold exposure. And I give a lot of answers on does Ayurveda contraindicate or does Ayurveda recommend? And I go deep dive into that concept of what is Ayurvedic approach if somebody has to do a cold exposure. By the way, if you have not tried cold exposure or the Wim Hof method, I highly recommend you try this under the guidance and supervision of a trained instructor. Please do not do this by yourself. And if it is wrongly done, this can really lead to adverse reactions. So kindly do not try to do this on your own. And also, whatever is discussed in today's episode, kindly note that this is not a medical advice. This is just an information and wisdom for your awareness. So in today's episode with Wim Hof, we deep dive into how does cold therapy work? What is the logic behind this therapy? And what does research state on this method? And what is a proper way of doing it? And to what limit can somebody do this? And we also discuss about the potential benefits of cold therapy for autoimmune conditions and the research possibilities in treating fibromyalgia. And also we discuss the founding research data on dopamine spike. I hope you enjoy this podcast. And now we go over to Mr. Wim Hof. Here we go. Dear Wim Hof, the Iceman, thank you so much for being part of this podcast. I'm so looking forward for the conversation with you, Wim.
Thank you for having me, Vignesh.
Oh, Wim, you know that 1 week with you in that summer expedition in Spain, it was a real coming out of the comfort zone, you know. You think your mind can't do it. Your mind is so resisting. And then after being in that ice cold bath for like 10 minutes, you feel like, wow, I didn't know that I could do this. And that, you know, how much our mind was cheating us. That was really a like we call it icebreaker, it's like an eye opener.
Yes, it is. And maybe even a third eye opener. The thing is, all what we have made so mystically that about our mind actually should be accessible within a like no time, like in one day, in one morning. And with that, shift the paradigm of the existent understanding of what we are capable of toward disease, well-being, about feeling unconditional love for life, as it is the purpose of our soul. And we talk a lot about these words, but do we feel that? And because that is the dilemma, we talk about it, but we don't feel it. That's why I went into this these exercises that brings one out of his existent paradigm, existent way of thinking, existent conditioning, out of the comfort zone behavior. And you experienced that, the thought of, hey, is it possible to go 10 minutes or 15 minutes, a quarter of an hour, an icy cold water, as is taking on a stressor with your body through your dedication and determination, that is the mind. Is that possible, say, in 2 days? And yes. Not only possible, so much more than is able to enter and to be activated within us, that makes us able to understand, hey, we can do so much more with our mind and body, apparently. And so in the end, the icy water and the breathing exercises, they bring one in the understanding, feeling that one is capable of doing more. And if we bring it down to neurology, you will see that in within 2 days, we're just tapping deeply, willfully into the autonomic nervous system, which was considered in medical science impossible. Only yogis could do that or something after 20 years of training. No, not even 2 days it takes. So that changes all the scope of possibilities of what we as humans are able to do with existent problems like inflammation, depression, about flow and energy. That all that can be changed drastically in so much more capacitated understanding and being. And that's what you have been experiencing last summer. And as you are a doctor, you understand the medical terminology, the medical understanding of what people are capable of, like patients, and you could directly mirror, transplant the possible possibilities, the new opened up possibilities toward a practicality within your own patients with their with all these contemporary problems or conditions like fibromyalgia, something with the Western mind or science is not able to really understand. I know how to get to fibromyalgia. I'm very sure the psychosomatic, it comes from deeper trauma, and then doctors are not able to see something physical, yet it is physically there and is very painful, but the origin, and I'm going over there. So where it comes down to is, we found this method, and it is increasingly being studied all over in the world. through non-speculative evidence-based research, and it shows to be such a universal remedy against so many modern-day inconveniences, depressions, conditions, inflammation, where we had no idea of in medical science how to treat it more than pills and medicines. And now we found something very profound, non-invasive, natural, like yoga. Like yoga is natural, is universal. This too is natural, is universal. Anybody can do this. It is accessible for everybody to go within a day, one day, into the autonomic nervous system and activate all the benefits coming therefrom toward inflammation, depression, etc. As in depression, dopamine rise 250%. How is that possible? It has been shown compared to cocaine. Cocaine gives you a high. I'm not a cocaine user, but this is science. There is medical literature done on cocaine. Gives you an high of an hour, and then it goes down. If you go into icy water, it takes the same amount of dopamine and more, and then for 3 hours at least, it's on.
And over 250%, yes.
200 and possibly in some people even more. It depends on the physiology of the person, but the cold is really cutting through any conditioning. And thus, it is able to activate deeply inside our brain and body, releasing dopamine. Not only dopamine, also noradrenaline. Mm-hmm. Noradrenaline is able to reset our body to its utmost of functionality. And this is what the cold does. It's amazing. And the breathing, which from the old Upanishad, pranayama, it's called pranayama. And pranayama is the control over the prana. And the prana is the life force. And that's what we do now. Only I found out yoga as the Sanskrit significance, understanding is, or meaning, yoga citta vritti nirodha tadadrastoha swarope vastanam, means yoga is the silencing of the modifications of the thinking brain. When that silence, then the seer, the soul, appears, purusha. Whatever that means from the old scriptures is amazing, but I made it very, very accessible, as yoga is universal. It's non-dogmatic. It's a universal technique. It is like pure science of the soul. It is a way to get to the realization, to unblock yourself completely inside, in order to have the soul shine like the sun. And then when the soul has no blockages, no fear, no inhibitions, then we become happy, strong, and healthy. And this is what I am advocating. If I talk to the doctors in India, I will say, I know your background. I know where the Upanishads. I know the Sanskrit. I have been practicing, which is even more than knowledge. I've been practicing it to the very foundations. And then I saw, but it become too abstract. People do not get it. It is not just Hatha yoga, as they practice. They call that yoga. No, that is the physicality to make the flow in the body going to relieve one to make a body that is shining, great and flow, the energies are unblocked, etc. But then comes the pranayama, the breathing. And the breathing is able to control the chemistry, the electricity, the light. And then from there we go into the concentration, into withdrawing to the inward being, then concentration, contemplation, and enlightenment. And now I think enlightenment, it should not be so abstracted that it is so far away. Only Buddha can do that. Only Jesus or Muhammad. No, everybody is a Muhammad, a Jesus. Or everybody has the unique divine principle. And it's up to us to bring it through a non-invasive method. Whatever that method is. Has it got a name? They called it my name, but I'm no guru. But if we do the science and we do this together, then we are the bringers of light, which is understanding, Kyan Yoga. Guru means the bringer, preceptor of light. So we bring understanding. That makes us gurus? Yeah, okay, that's all right. We are gurus. But hey, in the end, we are simple human beings and we want to bring the divine principle of who we are and what we are, what brings us happiness, strength, and health. We wanted to bring it to the world. And we are trying with all our efforts, benign efforts. So there is my bit of introduction.
Oh, fantastic, Wim. Wim, you know, when I try to explain this concept to somebody who's completely new to this, you know, exposure to the cold, usually, you know, we are raised with the concept that the word cold itself is like a disease. You know, I caught cold. And when we are raised in such a notion that cold is bad, exposure to cold is bad, you could get frostbite, you could, you know, get sick. Now, how do we turn around that mindset that we are so ingrained with? And on other hand, when I did that cold exposure, I realized, oh my God, I never felt so good. It's like there is this, like you call it, inner fire. You feel that inner fire coming up.
Yes, that is pure, uninhibited flow of energy being activated through activating deeply, igniting the cardiovascular system. If we look at our modern society, then we see cardiovascular related diseases as killer number one. What does that mean? If we do not train our cardiovascular system, if we do not stimulate it and keep it always warm, then the 100,000 kilometers of veins, arteries, and capillaries, the muscular tone therefrom and thereof is not optimized. And what that is not optimized, then the heart needs to beat faster because the muscular tone is not so good in our cardiovascular system. Then the cardio, the heart, is going to beat more. And when it is going to beat more, it creates, pressure. Pressure in the heart. And that longer term will create, together with the vascular deteriorating condition, not being stimulated, creates sclerosis. And sclerosis, then the heart needs to pump even more. And that creates the high blood pressure. And so what we do with the cold is not to overtrain it. Like, if we don't go to the cold, then the cold will come to us. And when we catch a cold, that is a lower immune system, because the cardiovascular system in the blood is carrying all the immune cells.
Yes.
So if one goes slow, the other one goes slow. And then the immune cell 1600 types of cells is the immune system. They become weaker in their metabolic rate, and which in the end, long term, will create a weakening of our cell functioning. And that is the immune system. And then cold comes in, a little virus, little bacteria is able to get in because the malfunctioning of the detection cells or the immune cells is not in the right condition. So if we go into the cold gradually, then within 10 days, we should be, if people do not come to a retreat, in a retreat, we do it in 2 days. Like extreme. We use the power of the mind. Literally, that's another subject. The power of the mind is now like I'm now talking to you, but I saw a message coming in from Dr. Charlie Teo, who is a professor in neuroscience in Australia. He's one of the best in the world. And he just came through because we are doing studies. We are doing studies with the best neurologists, neuroscientists of the world to show that what we have found is able to bring also the liquids, the fluids inside the brain and normalize the chemical biochemistry of the brain by which the brain functioning is able to become more sane, and we are able to use the brain functioning willfully much better. It's part of expanding your consciousness. Expanding your consciousness is only possible if our brain functioning, the biochemistry in the brain, is there in its natural way. We are learned too much to think and to go in certain patterns, and those certain patterns, they take up all the blood flow. And then it doesn't go to the rest of the brain anymore, less in the rest of the brain. That is like a narrowed consciousness. And in yoga, you go for expanding consciousness. Expanding the consciousness until you meet all the functioning of the brain. You meet the subtle border with the with the Brahman, with the omnipresence. The omnipresence and our brain is one. When you become conscious of that, because you learn to go there willfully because of these exercises, then suddenly you will be able to activate or to make use of 100% of our brain activity. So, Vignesh, what I want to say with this is any part, any subject we are talking about actually is a podcast on its own. Yes. If we talk about inflammation, this method will bring down inflammation. And that for the people who are listening, for the doctors who are listening, they should get their critical minds into this. I ask them, prove me wrong. That's what I ask. That inflammation is the cause and effect of actually any disease. So if this is able very effectively to bring it down within 15 minutes, that means the world. That is amazing. So let some doctors prove me wrong there, or go critically with your mind and see the existing studies, what that means for their patients, for their understanding. Then second, we go into the dopamine, the depression. People get a lack of dopamine. Dopamine actually is a neurotransmitter that connects brain functioning, the neurons. Then you feel so good when you have done something well, you get a dopamine a shot. This is the way the whole advertisement world wants to make you believe that if you take their toothpaste or their car or their house or their program, then you get into the sky and more, and you believe it. And that is the power of the mind, of yourself being activated. And then you say you get into disappointment later. And now, if you do this, you don't need to do anything. You don't need to buy anything. You just need to go into icy water. Icy water gradually will give you an access of dopamine guaranteed 2.5 or 3 times more than 100%. It's like 300%, 250 to 300%. And that, with that, it means there is no loss of pressure anymore in the brain, or in other words, depression. And then you feel great. You don't feel down, you feel up, but up in a natural way. That is another podcast we could do. But I want people, I thank you for inviting me, because you are a doctor, and I talk to a doctor's mind right now. And therefore, I want to bring the gravity of each subject we are into. Then the last one about the yoga, the old India, where yoga actually comes from, this non-dogmatic techniques, universal and all. I wrote a book about it in 88. In 88, all these different limbs of yoga. But then it got to be too abstracted. Also, India is being swallowed now by performance, production, money, and all. And I think India needs to go back to its own core. And so let the doctors see the benefits of real yoga, which is the uninhibited flow of our being, prana, Udana, Apana, old Vamana, all these 10 different currents, the electricity or the nervous system. We have found a way to get into the autonomic nervous system, and it can be done past any ideology, terminology, difficulties. Anybody is able to get into yoga, into connection, deep connection with our soul, and cleanse our beings, which in the end becomes psychosomatic or somatic psychic, like depression. We can turn that simply around and see the soul as it is. Tat tvam asi, they say in the yoga literature, that thou arest. You are a soul. And it's time we bring the soul. We go from Western science. I know the yogic past, what it did throughout the ages. Therefore, it is already thousands of years old. And I think it needs to be restored. And because it doesn't happen, because of the production, the craziness in the world, competition, we get blinded by other things than our happiness, strength, and health, which is the characteristics of our soul. But I challenge any doctor to work with us, to listen to us, to investigate in what we do, and to collaborate with Viknesh, through Viknesh with me for the benefit of human mankind, which will bless your soul. And for that, I'm full of gratitude for our coming together.
Thank you, Wim. You know, during my studies, medical studies, I was doing an internship with an Ayurvedic doctor who treats little kids. So once there was a little kid who came with a chest congestion. And this doctor, what he did was he kept an ice cold towel on the kid's chest. And we all thought, what is he doing? And then the result was, after a few minutes, the child starts coughing up the mucus out. And the reason is because of the ice cold towel, the inner heat comes up and the mucus melts and the child is able to cough it up. So I was able to connect, wow, this is what is actually happening with this ice cold exposure. And even the mucus load that people are having, because of which people snore, and because of the snoring, people have sleep apnea, and because of this, you know, as you called it, atherosclerosis, because of the blockage of the channels in the body. This is what opens up, which I could figure out in a scientific manner.
Amazing. Yeah, that's good. And so you are working with people like that, and fibromyalgia?
Fibromyalgia, yes. I could see this can be a great benefit in people with fibromyalgia as well.
Yes. There is an aspect in fibromyalgia which I see is psychosomatic.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from some place. That's why people don't know where does it come from, or doctors don't know. They cannot detect anything while it is there. But it has an invisible source, which is trauma.
Yes, exactly.
And trauma can be deep. So if we treat people with fibromyalgia doing breathing exercises to release their traumas and then work on their bodies through icy water immersions, then in time, it takes about 2-3 weeks to really get the benefits. Some people have in physical inclination, mental inclination, psychic inclination to be a lot faster, but that depends. Every person is different. But fibromyalgia, as it is able to be traced down to what it is, through the exercising, by which the person is able to feel a sense of control, and which is then able to increase the practicing or to bring it down when it is needed. Because pain sometimes comes because of this, because it comes to the surface, and then people should actually go a little bit down, and then once it is down again, go again, bring it back to the surface. So I am into this trial now for 2 weeks, and mm-hmm. I see great results with the people. Some people say, this is the solution. I brought it down. And like 10 years, 15 years, people are suffering. Hopeless. They got to be hopeless in them. And they didn't want to. Some people have a mentality of a conviction, there's a lot of promise, but nothing is going to work. That is their mental attitude. And that needs to be broken into, I am going to change because I am innately capacitated to heal myself. Only I had no connection, but now I have. And so some people block themselves, but that is just like a question of time. And keeping on going. So that's where I am with my trial, which I did, by the way, with a guy who came last year with fibromyalgia, a young guy, 21 years, a UFC fighter, MMA fighter, and a painter as his profession. Mm-hmm. So he was good, etc. And suddenly he could not work anymore. He could not move. He could not lift his arm like this, and were very painful. and all, really a guy who knows how to bear pain could not last 10 seconds like this anymore. And he was desperate, and he went to a lot of doctors, and nobody had a cure than only saying, pills for the rest of your life, and you can't work anymore, you can't do any sports anymore. And then I took him on. In one afternoon, he could do 3 push-ups with dumbbells, 2 times 10K, 20 kilos. And when he went away, 30 times. What is that? I said, you're going to use your mind. Use your mind. Are you ready? Do some breathing. Like 10 times, 15 times. To alkalize the blood. And now you take him in. Get on with the dumbbells. And you go for 30. And he did it. It took him 2 weeks by using his mind, his conviction, and breathing, and the eyes, and it was gone. Like it is, and it's still sometimes there, but he is he's stronger than ever. He can do anything. He opened a whole new school by himself. As a painter, he gave up painting. He is now just doing a school, and he heals people like all the time. Not only I told him it is time, because you overcame what the doctor said is impossible to solve, to heal from. I want you to become even better than a doctor. You know what? You are going to show 10 people they can beat fibromyalgia. And I said, yeah. So, of course, we are not going to be better than a doctor, but we are going to bring fibromyalgia down and us up. And he is doing it together with me right now. And he is motivating the people, he is on to the people, and he's showing that the people have the steer wheel in their hands. And that hope, that it is not a question of hope, but of determination. Determination is using your power of the mind, your conviction. You want to heal, you go for it, you challenge it. If you don't go to the cold will come to you. If you don't go to the pain, then the pain will come to you. That is their conviction now. And there is so much success within 2 weeks that I wanted to bring to you. And you as a doctor, you're going to make the data. We also do that in our way. It's not even me, eh? It's the people themselves. And he is noting everything down, making it a sort of script, etc. I'm going to send you the data in a couple of weeks. And then you will see, because we learn of each other. Because apparently fibromyalgia is still an unknown, invisible spirit.
It's an enigma.
Yeah, an enigma. And we're going to solve the riddle. That's what we do.
And they are one of the most frustrated patients, you know, who completely gave up hope. They would do the doctor shopping. And I even seen patients who even signed up to the exit, you know, the euthanasia firm in Switzerland. Like, I can't deal with this pain. The painkillers are not working anymore. And they come as a last resort.
So we can do so much good in this, Vignesh.
Exactly.
It's like football. There is an opponent, and maybe he is stronger than me. But if I pass the ball to you, his eyes are upon you. I can go past him. You return the ball, and we score. We make a goal.
Yes,
or you are going to make it. Yes, teamwork. That's amazing.
Now, when we explain about this cold exposure, now, what are the limits that people need to be aware of? Like, I should be aware that this is the maximum that I should. I mean, sometimes, you know, we can have very competitive mind. Well, maybe I should stay for like half an hour or 1 hour. But maybe that's good for challenging our mind. But for the body and for the benefit of our body, what would you say is ideal? And where do you think we are crossing the boundaries that is hurting us? Now, sometimes we need to know the pain that is helping us and the pain that is injuring us. How to know the difference?
Of course. The cardiovascular system first needs gradual exposure. If they don't come like we did in a, with experienced people, then we say 15 seconds cold shower, then 30, then 45, 1 minute, 1 minute 15. Go like that for 10 days, 15 seconds more. And then you are ready to go into icy water for a minute. And from there, a little bit more, up to 3 minutes is perfect. Up till you feel completely relaxed. When you're fully relaxed, then the exercise actually is done. Then the cardiovascular system completely adapted toward the cold impact. And that is the absolute cardiovascular fitness workout to the best. If you want to train your mind, then okay, more, and you go for, say, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, then don't go past the 10 minutes, because 10 minutes is really extreme. Of course, you can go a lot more, but this is not about being competitive or a circus artist. This is to get the best of our cardiovascular system within our control. Yeah, maybe we can race with our car, but the best actually is to go 90, 95, 100. Also, the gas consumption is not so much then. It's nice. It's okay. But if we race it, then
the life of the car is not so much.
Yes, yes. So is with our bodies. And if we follow our feeling, don't be competitive. Listen to your feeling. Your feeling, that's interoception, is a beautiful tool to understand your body and mind better than books can ever tell you. So do not listen to your feeling. Feel and obey your feelings. Your feelings should not be overruled by your thinking brain. So I say, if I coming down 2-3 minutes maximum. That's if you ideal. Want to do more, yes, that's ideal. And then more is not necessarily a whole lot better.
There's a study that says if you expose yourself more than 15 minutes to the sunlight, you'll only get burned. You will not, you know, get the benefit of the being tanned. So I think the optimal size is 2-3 minutes. That's what you say.
Yes, that it is. And yeah, it's perfect. If people only would do that, it would change their lives for the good. It's a complete reset of the body to its utmost of physiological depth, but also the mind. The mind is trained by going every day into the cold. You train the mind. Absolutely, you train the mind to be in connection of the deepest part of the mind, which is the part where the opioids are there, the endocannabinoid system, periaqueductal, the brainstem, hypothalamus. It's all at work. Also the hypothalamus, also the amygdala. The fear will go away, and strong emotion will be there. and the reward is 250% dopamine on top. So it has so many benefits. I would say if you leave the rest of all the exercises in the world and you do the cold, you go to the best.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's a complete, yes.
If I sum up, you know, we understood that cold exposure, 2 to 3 minutes, maybe if you're a beginner, start with few seconds and then go up to 30 seconds. And then within 2-3 weeks, you can go up to 2 to 3 minutes. That's the ideal state. This could bring 250 to 300% of dopamine. And today you see that deficiency of dopamine is the beginning of Parkinson's, which is a terrible disease that people could have.
Yeah.
And also depression, mood disorders. And dopamine is considered to be one of the best hormone that will give you the, you know, there's a saying, the new oil is attention. And if you want attention, you need dopamine. And today we all have lack of focus. That's the biggest problem today. Mm-hmm. That one we spoke about, and also the anti-inflammatory activation that happens in our body. And today we spoke about fibromyalgia, but I'm sure arthritis, autoimmune diseases, ADHD, ulcerative colitis, some of the irritable bowel syndrome. I've seen patients, I treated them and they said, it helped me a little bit, but then they come back next year. They tell me, you know, I tried the Wim Hof method. That's what really helped me. And that is how I got to know about you in 2015. One of the patients who was suffering with ulcerative colitis, and she was taking a lot of immunosuppressants. And she told me the cold exposure and the breath work was what really helped it. Then that's how I got to know about you. And then I realized this anti-inflammatory activation is what is happening there. And then it also helps us to come out of the comfort zone. You know, the comfort is not the happiness. We all are so ingrained and addicted to comfort, and we miss out on the whole opportunity of what going outside of the comfort zone is bringing. I think that is one of the underlying factors that we learn when we go in the morning and get into that ice cold shower. Suddenly you wake up and you realize this whole world is for you.
Exactly. A friend of mine, Chris Ryan, he made a t-shirt and it says, "Civilized to death." And that's it. We abstracted. We made so much technological achievements, mechanisms, and they have become extension tools of our body and mind that has become destimulating the depth of our bodies. We don't need to go to the cold anymore because it's warm always inside. Mm. And our cars don't make us run or walk. We take it cozy. We sit in crazy light in the night, watching TV, all radiation and the wrong kind of light, blue light. And then the food in many cases is just over-processed. It's over-abstracted, over-processed, and that destimulates our bodies, or in other words, it does not stimulate us to our innate natural condition. And when we go into a cold shower, it's not only going into a cold shower, it's meeting our primordial condition the way nature meant it to be. That's why we feel so great afterwards, because the flow is reestablished and suddenly you feel so much more energy, so much more confidence. You are so much more in the moment instead of your thinking brain, which is clouding your being. And so it's not only going into the discomfort, it actually is going into the real comfort of who we are and what we are. It sounds like uncomfortable, but we get in our real comfort if we only get out of our comfort zone behavior. I think all the diseases, they come from our mental and physical conflict of with our innate nature, a natural condition, And if we go even a step more, we see we have all these diseases because we have a conflict of the soul, not able to express the way it should. And therefore, we have to come in and do something about it. So let's do that. And I feel every day I rise and to get the soul back on track and get into the marsh and make solid foundations for people to come and inspire the people together with people like yourself. Once again, the old yoga and the modern ways, the modern society, the old yoga, the primordial connection of us with the outside nature and inside nature in harmony, that's what we are all about. And if we look at, say, colitis, arthritis, autoimmune diseases, only in that department, that terrain, we can show people how to bring it down within 20 minutes. And then on regular basis, to take away the cause of their diseases is a conflict of their soul, conflict of their mental and physicality, mentality and physicality. And it is a result, psychosomatic result. So what we do with these techniques, with this method, is actually bring back our inner nature. And there is no conflict with the mind. There is no conflict with physicality or emotion. Dopamine, 200-300% more. Hey, you don't need television, this and that. You do not even need cocaine. You got it. You can be high on your own supply. In the end, it is to bring the real significance and purpose of our soul to our attention, to our ability to connect with. And this is what we do, what I do now with the best neuroscientists in the world, in Germany, to show that we are able to connect willfully with 100% of our brain activity, by which we are able to do repair if it's necessary, or we make use of that part, of that part, that part, by consciously bringing the biochemistry to an optimum condition by which, it, like a river flows, and then the flowers flourish. And if it keeps on flowing, then it's live all around. If we bring the fluids, the cerebrospinal fluid, to our brains, then the brain is going to function. And you can enter into any place, but not if it is deserted or long-term low blood pressure, low blood flow. Then a neural activity is poor, and then you are not able to enter inside the brain. And the brain is connected with the nervous system everywhere in our body. So we lose the connection. We lose the power over our body therein. And then we go to doctors, and they've come up with all these crazy pills and medicaments. And we should get back there non-invasively. It is time for nature to be reestablished and to take our focus into, hey, it's there. It is simple. It's there for everybody. It's for free. It's you. Do you want it? Okay, then let's start, because you have a poor condition now. So we start gradually to take on controllable stresses to activate the depth more and more, 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 until we are able to go for 2-3 minutes into icy water. And then the all the benefits, they come. This is only looking at autoimmune conditions. We can look at the depression as well, because that is, it's all connected. And we can just bring back controllable the right pressure within our brain doing these exercises. And we have to show people that we have that knowledge, that everybody has that innate capacity. We are born with that. For now, to work with people with fibromyalgia, colitis, arthritis, with rosacea. I had this morning a doctor who sent me that she changed her PhD. She's going to do the Wim Hof method inside her PhD because she suffered from rosacea and intolerable, unbearable pain in the legs, mm-hmm. autoimmune. And then nothing helped. And then she started to do this. It's all gone now. And she is not only grateful, she knows the power. And this needs to be transmitted. I want it to go through science. Science has no speculation, and that it goes direct. And we leave it like the old yoga, like a non-dogmatic, universal technique way to find uninhibited flow of your beautiful soul, which is happiness, strength, and health as its characteristics. So on that path we meet, and how we will unfold into the future, we will see. It'll come to us. But you are a righteous spirit. I thank you for that.
Thank you.
And yes, and together we can make so much more happening.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I have complete faith in this. At the same time, we are going to be hard on science for connecting the right things, because science is all about connecting the cause and effect. And we just need to make sure that the right connection happens here.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Wim. It was really a pleasure to have this conversation. I really enjoyed, and I'm sure many people, doctors, practitioners, patients listening to this will really benefit from this.
The thing is, anybody who's listening to this, come on with your comments. Come with your questions. And if you think this is really interesting, dive into it. Come and help us. Collaborate. We have to make this world sane again. And we can do that together.
Definitely. And we will.
Thank you for listening to Ayurvedic Healing and Beyond. If you loved and enjoyed this podcast, please do subscribe, share, and review us. This helps to spread our mission of guiding humanity to becoming their healthiest self, and also giving the right resources for holistic healing. If you wish to know more about my work, please do visit www.vigneshdevraj.com. And if you are interested in doing an Ayurveda treatment or authentic Panchakarma therapy, please log on to www.sitaramretreat.com.